it can give more heat and just eliminate it and not let it linger on.
Earth's always there, the sun's always shining.
Exactly. It doesn't matter at all. But if it does matter at times, then you know what to do. It shouldn't matter. That's why we had such a high talk last time. You know, that is the ultimate, what was said last time. These are making your life easier to get to that ultimate, if you cannot catch it at all time.
I tell my children it's an act.
Yes.
No, not you are being this way,
yes.
You are acting this way.
That's right. That's right.
And it just stills that moment.
That's right. Absolutely. And you give them tools. You give them tools how they can make it enjoyable, you know. And if everybody knows that, you know, when person comes and says, I'm an angry person, if they know that the anger is not personalized, it's nothing about this person, it just somehow, because of his weakness, he allowed this universal anger to be with him. Then they take, when we see it this way, we don't condemn ourselves. We just say, oh, well, you know what? I just fell for it again. You know? That's it. It's not my anger. That's why people battle these type of habits, because they personalize it and they don't know what to do with it. It's nothing personalized about the character. Any question about the stop meditation? Did we understand it, since it's a crucial meditation?
I thought it was good. I mean, just not, I didn't necessarily see how it's that much different than the other time that I've came more like that, you know, just being still in this or stillness.
That's right.
It was like a special, like meditation, anything
yeah.
like that, it did feel like, I don't know, I can't really say it felt better, but just calmer, like more.
Well, yeah, it's just the practice makes proficient. When you give yourself attention, even for a few seconds a day, you're giving yourself attention. And then what happens is that it responds to you, it pulls you in. And how many of you, by now, you get pulled to be silent? First you were struggling to be silent, now you were pulled to be silent. That's what happens. So we put the first few steps, then the self embraces the, and of course, you know, and you continuously, as your intention becomes more involved with the self, continuously we experience more and more silence and quietness.
Something that I learned from you when I was planning my trip to India, because it had a lot of anxiety and the unknown, and then it had a lot of excitement too, because it was my first trip. But then I also learned that I have to use the stop for the excitement and the good thoughts too. That way there's not such a disparity between
yes.
when I'm anxious.
Yes, yes. I totally advise people that get very, very excited easily and jump up and down to watch it, because you're pulling the snake out of the bag, almost. Too much excitement shows that elation and has it the other side. So the best is to just be and be happy, because that's who we are, happy. It was a very interesting, I'm sure all of you have seen it. I was watching Oprah, and there was this guy, he's a preacher,
pasture.
It always reminded me of a pasture where the cows go. pasture, and he decided, he had not done it, he decided to go to church and say, let's see if we cannot complain. So they made a necklace, a bracelet that says, I shall not complain. So he said that we wear it for 12 weeks. And if we complain, we have to restart it again, the date again, and this can go on. But people, just from one sentence, which is very, very, you know, insignificant, has changed a lot of people. And I was thinking that I would love to make a bracelet, which I'm sure I will, that says, have you thought about yourself? Have you being with yourself, have you acknowledged yourself daily? Can you believe what can happen in 12 weeks? Every time you look at that and say, everything goes inward again. And there was, I didn't tell Richard for a few, this weekend, every time a car passed by me or I passed by someone jogging, I would say, peace is with you, peace is with you. And that became a mantra toward the, I just wanted to experiment to see what happens. And I knew in my heart that had effect. I really did. So it's just a little things that I like to share to see how beautiful it is when we make a habit out of something very high caliber. We make a habit out of recognizing ourselves. Just the way I used to recognize myself for years and years was for a second, I would close my eyes and then, oh yes, yes, you know, an unlimited eternal, yes. Not just this limited appearance, yes.
I was trying to think, I mean, I don't really have a lot of tolerance for normal TV anymore, but I was watching Grey's Anatomy, you know, it's so popular right now, they're all doctors, and I was watching the DVD, and this couple, one guy claims to be spiritual, and the other one was like totally non-religious. And she was, the girl was freaking out, the non-religious one, about one of their patients or whatever. And he says, you see, that kind of powerlessness is why I believe in this power. And it totally reminded me of what you say about how we're not the doer. Yes. And I thought, like, for 1 second, one part of that show tapped into something that you said.
Yes. And it's really good to say yes to yourself, really, daily. Yes. Oh my God, I am not just this. Yes. Very good. The ways that are simple are a straight path, but very few will choose it. Because it's too straight, too, it doesn't have so much show and colors and fanfare and jumping for them. So it's a very lonely path, but it's a straight right there. Any other things before we say namaste so Jackie can take her candles and go?